the market has been acting kind of crazy. And crazy, that's heading for trouble in a lot of different ways. You want to avoid that trouble? Well, you scope it out. And that's what we're doing now. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you want more information on anything you hear on the show, go to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is the president and founder of New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
My pleasure, Chuck. It's good to be back.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
The Delaware Mid-Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
Delaware Mid-Cap. That is ticker symbol DFCIX. And, well, you know, Mid-Cap. Well, people have been saying we're going to get a small cap rally. But if you're putting this stock in this fund in the Danger Zone, you're not really expecting much rally, are you?
No, we're not. Look, and this is built on our theme from last week about being able to create your own fund and how funds overcharge. And the world is moving in the direction of the individual investor, and I think in a very good way. And this is an example of a fund that is charging above average fees to put you in below average stocks, even compared to its benchmark. And, you know, we think investors could do much better. We got other, you know, other funds we can offer. We get certain stocks. We should give you an example you don't want to be in, and then we've got the ability to let you build your own fund, so you can avoid being beholden to managers who make money doing a poor job.
So, how bad is the cost structure? If this is about cost, and I know that there's going to be at least some of it that will be about the stocks that it picks, but let's start on the cost, since that's what you said first. If this is about costs, how bad are the costs?
No, I mean, we're showing total annual costs of, that's the average cost over 3 years, of 3.68% versus the benchmark, ticker symbol IWP, the iShares Russell Midcap Growth ETF, and it's only going to cost you 26 basis points over the same time frame. So we're talking about a significant premium. That's for DFCIX. If you go to the cheapest version of this fund, it's only about 2.4% annually. That's DFDIX, but you get the point. You're paying a lot. You're paying a lot more than the benchmark. When the fund puts 70% of its stocks, the Delaware Mid-Cap Growth Fund puts 70% of its stocks in, or capital into stocks that get an unattractive and very unattractive rating. Wow, you're only getting about 50% of the benchmark in bad stocks.
So you're paying too much for performance that's not great, but then how bad is the portfolio itself? I mean, for a fund to get a Danger Zone rating from you, typically it's got to have something really bad going on in terms of, like, it has a portfolio filled with stocks that could otherwise be on the Danger Zone.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, 71% of the assets are in very unattractive and unattractive compared to 52% for its benchmark. Only 4% of the assets are in attractive or better rated stocks, where you get 11% for the benchmark. And it's holding some pretty ridiculously valued companies that we've actually featured in the Danger Zone before. Etsy is one of them. Marvel is one of its top. Marvel Technology Group, a top holding. Planet Fitness and Lyft. So 31 out of the 40 holdings in the portfolio have a market implied growth appreciation period of more than 50 years, which means the stock price implies the company's going to grow profits for more than 50 years. So you're in a bunch of dangerous stocks these days. And given what we've seen in the GameStop fiasco, I mean, you know, I think investors want to probably have a little more levity, a little more balance in their portfolios, and maybe a little more of a link to fundamentals. And this is a fund that I think is chasing performance, and it could really come back to haunt you.
Well, and it's chasing performance. You know, 40 stocks makes it a diversified portfolio. You don't need to have, technically, you could get away with it for 16 and still be diversified. But 40 stocks in the mid and small cap space, this is a SMID cap fund. So 40 stocks in the small and mid cap space, that's nothing. So is this a case as well, given the times we're seeing and the stuff like the craziness with GameStop, where maybe having a fund that is better diversified? I mean, you'd think that might be what you're paying active management prices for. that being a little bit better diversified would be a big part of why you'd want to perhaps look elsewhere?
You know, it certainly can't hurt, you know, and that's exactly what we talked about last week. You know, look, there are tools now for individual investors to put together their own fund. You know, we've got a system. You could take $10,000, $5,000, and you can put it into 1,000 stocks if you want. And look, if you're going to see examples like this fund where they're overcharging you for not doing even the basic part of the job, all the more reason to take matters into your own hands and build portfolios with the kind of stocks you want, with as many stocks as you want, and weight them based on sophisticated metrics like core earnings, as opposed to just getting market cap or equal weighted, performance out of what you're paying people to do.
You know, that raises another question because, of course, we talked last week about sort of do-it-yourself funds where you can build your own index, and I could create the Chuck Index and then go do a fund that does it and follows it and tracks it and does all those other sorts of things. But we've seen an interesting thing happening. In general, when it's supposed to be a stock picker's market, and I hate that term, but when active managers should shine would be when you think the market is not so broad. In other words, hey, if you buy the whole index, you're getting hammered. But last year, we had an index where a couple of names drove performance, and yet the index itself was beating the active management. So how much is that an indictment of what's going on, and how much does that kind of also talk to sort of the benefits of the things that you do at New Constructs, where it's basically robo-analysis and sort of says, hey, let's just be disciplined in our approach and apply it in all conditions?
That's sort of the way the world's going. I mean, look, the cowboy investing environment has sort of been taken to its logical extreme here, I think, with what we're seeing with Wall Street Bets and Reddit and all that kind of stuff. I mean, look, this is what happens, you know, when you let the inmates take over the asylum. I mean, if we don't care about fundamentals, then let's just go bust these companies, these shorts up. And look, Wall Street has been preying on individual investors with the propaganda that we've spoken about for years, Chuck. And, you know, the individuals got tired of it, you know, and maybe the tail should wag the dog here. And look, if you don't want to get caught up in these kinds of melees, and recognize the underlying fickle nature of GameStop and Tesla and these other things, you know, if they could be the object of the mob's affection one day and they could be the object of the mob's affliction the next, you know, then the only real strategy left is to just invest based on fundamentals. Make sure there's some tangible, real value, cash flow there with a reasonable valuation. And that's something you can put your head on and put your head on your pillow at night and know that, you know, I've done what I can do to be a smart investor, and I don't have to be preyed upon by all the noise and ups and downs and craziness going on. I'm investing and not speculating, and that's what we think people should do.
Yeah, because otherwise,
son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
That's what we do. That's when you're in the danger zone. And this week in the danger zone, it's DFCIX, Delaware Mid-Cap Growth Fund. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
My pleasure as always, Chuck. Thank you.
That is David Trainer. He is the president and founder at New Constructs. And if you want to learn more, well, you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs, or you can go to their website, newconstructs.com, where you can find out more about the most attractive and most dangerous stocks lists, where you can look at their write-ups on their danger zone picks to get more information on, well, in this case, Delaware Mid-Cap Growth Fund. We've got more to go on today's show, so settle back, relax. We're living the money life, and we'll be back at it in just a moment.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.